Blog Talk Radio.
Put on the whole armor of the cross.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Live, Yahweh's Radio. Special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. I'll be your host by name, your Seer. Israel, of Sea Royal. We're doing a serious call. I'm knocking biblical mysteries of the Bible. And this is part number, what number is this? Can't see it. I can't see the number. They have WCC or lost track of the number. Can you take some of your writing down? Part 26. All right. Thank you. We see your memos all over the place. No doubt about it. All right. We're just going to throw it on the international side and see what's going on. We'll get something going on the special edition call Thursday evening. And then one thing, it's time tomorrow night. It's time for... Well, at least at 7:30, it will be time for a Sabbath day class. And that's what it's all about, Steve Ray. Keep your mind on him when that time appointed, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. As if you do what you got to do, he'll do what he got to do. Because he said he's, in Numbers 23, he's a man that do not lie. Got that? I got to write that down. That might come up. Let me write that down. I got to write that down. That's big talk. And sometimes you run into big talk on the way to running on the big talk. I got to write that down. That might come up. Numbers 23. Let me write that down. That's big talk I just heard. I just said it there. So like I said again, that's big talk. All right. Good enough. Let's throw it out on the international side and see who all join us. And according to these memos, we got a whole lot of special guests on the network. And well, we're prepared to do our part. That's all I can tell you. We're prepared to do our part. And once we activate the six anointed camps to do their part, but Yahweh got to put the spirit on them to do that. All you can do is recognize the sign of time. And when the sign of time, they'll present themselves. And you know when they're ready to go. Because they present themselves with the word of Yahweh. That's right. So, yeah, I guess so. All right. All of Tanakh is still 195 international countries. All the slots are still. So all the slots are still. And this flashing number here got my attention, 113736. That one got my attention, 113736. And by these memos, We got a lot of special guests on the network, especially out there in the parts that according to the memos that you will have to explain yourself here. You gonna say a whole lot of things, and we want you to explain some of that. Well, all I can do is explain through the word of Yahweh. That's it. 113739. And 736. So I don't get shook up that easy. Now I'm telling you that we will explain ourselves according to the scripture, how he giveth us the scripture. That's how we explain ourselves. Now we're not gonna sit around the round table and explain ourselves. We got to make sure we stay in the spirit of Yahweh when we explain ourselves. But we don't mind doing that. Like I said again, we prepared for this job and this job alone for 195 international countries. Got a slot in. 113736 is flashing. Let's get our elder in because, like I said again, I want to read some more of these memos myself. I want to read some more. So let's see if we find our elder and bring him in. And we will explain ourselves, but how we explain ourselves? According to the word of Yahweh. No doubt about it. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, especially this one called Thursday evening, tell Yahweh beat you that seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, Sears Elder Seed Boy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mr. Tibb, well, some big dignitaries, they're going to call them out. They say, you got to explain yourself, Sears. And I know one thing about it. The only way I can explain myself is through the word of Yahweh. You know, we believe we can work with the best of them. So the only way I know to explain myself is according to what's written. So we'll bring you into the stage and we'll get in it. And we're still going to be explaining ourselves according to Yahweh's word. 195 international countries, 113-736 is flashing. Mr. Till, 113-736 is flashing. And you on the clock, you take from there while we look at these memos come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it puts a smile on my face each and every time to see the number of people that come to hear the words of Yahweh. 113,736 listeners, and that's a good thing. That's why it puts a smile on my face, because that means a lot of people out there want to get the word of Yahweh. Because we cover many topics on this broadcast. We'll cover about personality, your mate, foods that you should eat, and quite a bit of different things. We're going to get into a topic and start discussing, I think it's TB Joshua, as we did yesterday. We're going to cover a little bit of that. But before I do, one thing you don't want to do is in your family life or your associated life, don't segregate your man or your husband or your wife or your woman. Segregate them by calling y'all men or y'all women. At first when I heard that, I thought it, like I said before, I thought that was a Chinese official in China. But when it was said slower, I found out it meant y'all men. You have to be careful with that, because a Yahqualy man or Yahqualy woman, you know, we do things according to Yahqualy. And each and every person that has a Yahqualy man or Yahqualy woman in their life, they will grow together. They will flourish. And they also will do the same things for their kid. This is a teaching that has to go throughout the family as it did years ago. Through time, it appears that we have lost that importance in the family culture. Through younger people having children, that family culture has appeared to be lost. Not like it was when grandma was around, the neighbors that used to correct their children. Just think, it's not y'all man or y'all woman. It's your mate, your wife, or whatever her name is. And that's what you will grow into. Well, we'll touch a bit on that a bit later, but that's a serious thing that needs to be considered. We were talking about TB Joshua. To cover who this gentleman was, he was a prophet. His name was T.B. Joshua. His birthday, he was born in the year of June 12, 1963. They even had a sign that he was Gemini. He was known as a Bongolan Joshua, Tempola Bongola Joshua. And the country that he was born was Nigeria. Known as the famous TV evangelist, faith healer. His family included Evelyn Joshua, Promise Joshua, and Sarah Joshua. To continue, an update was done on June 6, 2021 of this year by Princewell CNN. CNN, a promised Nigerian TV evangelist, was quoted, had died hours after presiding over a program at his Lagos-based megachurch on Saturday. The prophet T.B. Joshua was the founder of the Synagogue Church of All Nations, SCON, passed away weeks before his 58th birthday, his church said in a statement Sunday. On Saturday, June 5th, 2021, the Prophet TV Joshua spoke during the Emmanuel TV Partners meeting. Time for everything. Time to come here for prayer. And a time to return home after the service. TB Joshua Ministries wrote in a Facebook post, God has taken his servant, Prophet TB Joshua, home, as it should be by divine will. His last moments on earth were spent in the service of God. This is what he was born for, lived for, and died for. Joshua's cause of death was not stated. Since his rise to prominence in the late 1990s, the popular preacher was renowned for his prophecy teachings and propagated healings and miracles, even to proclaim to heal AIDS and other diseases. YouTube has shut down the prominent Nigerian's megachurch. They shut his channel down for gay curing claims. Scorn plays to host a dozen of international guests on local celebrities who visit the worship center for prayers. Emmanuel TV, the broadcast arm of the church, airs in Africa on a program called DSTV. It's a satellite service owned by South African firm MultiChoice. Joshua's administration and humanitarian outreaches in different parts of the world are showcased on popular video platform. Joshua was not without controversy. In recent weeks, his YouTube channel, as I mentioned before, was deactivated after he posted claims to cure gay members in his congregation of their sexuality. In 2021, Joshua was listed by Forbes as the third richest pastor in Nigeria, with an estimated net worth between 10 and 15 million. However, Scorn denied the claims. The president aside boasted about wealth in church sparked corruption probe. In 2014, a building on Scorn's premises collapsed, which we mentioned there were three other churches in Africa that had collapsed also, in Ghana, in Nigeria, and this one that we're speaking on, that it was owned by T.D. Joshua, killing more than 100 people, most whom were foreigners from South Africa. Tributes have been pouring in following the passing of the famous preacher and Nigerian social commentator, Jephet Owama. Is that pronounced Owama? Omajama. Has described Joshua's death as a big loss to Nigeria. And TB Joshua is a big loss to Nigerian and the end of Lagos specialty. This church is one of the major points of the tourist attraction in Nigeria, and it was so that they can't begin to imagine the impact of his death on businesses and people and the least privileged in that area. At least three churches that I mentioned before had collapsed, one by T.D. Joshua, the one in Nigeria, and Ghana. Joshua's church collapsed. And Lagos death toll, it had risen and was published in September 22, 2014 by BBC News. The building was being extended to accommodate more visitors. The number of deaths in Nigeria's church hosted collapse has risen, as was posted, to 115, including 84 South Africans and a South African minister that was said by him. The worshipers were attending a gathering in a Nigerian TV evangelist, TB Joshua, when the building collapsed 10 days ago, mentioning that date earlier. Meanwhile, 25 survivors have returned to South Africa, where they will receive further medical care. Mr. Joshua was one of most Nigeria's best-known evangelists in popularity across Africa. At least seven of the dead were Nigerian. Rescue workers were told to have said that were working there. The nationalities of the other victims also is not clear, except for one official with Zimbabwe opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change, whose death was announced last week. The later figures were provided by South Africa's Ministry of the Presidency, Jeff Robidi. They had not been confirmed by Nigerian officials. 16 of the wounded in critical condition, with some having limbs amputated and developed gangrene in the toes, that was said. It was called a 19-member medical team, including specialized doctors, nurses, and military paramedics who had been sent to Nigeria that took care of the injured on that military, on a military craft. Also, there were five wise men getting into that. That T.B. Joshua had trained in his ministry, had brought them up in his teachings. He had took care to train these individuals in the word of God and how the church had worked. These are the names of the five wise men of the prophet T.B. Joshua, with no ranking or preference indicated. They are as follows. Wise man Racine, wise man John Chi, wise man Harry, wise man Daniel, and last but not least, wise man Christopher. The timeline for T.B. Joshua during his time that he was here started in 2006 at Emmanuel TV. The Scorn television station was founded on the 8th of March, 2006, by Joshua. 2008, he was awarded various accolades, noticeably receiving the Official Order of Federal Republic, which is called OFR, the Nigerian government, in 2008, and being voted as the man of the decade by media outlet in Ghana. Well, this goes on from 2012 to 2014 to 2021. On 2021, what was mentioned in the last statement of his timeline, on April 2021, YouTube had suspended Emmanuel's TV channel as an alleged hate speech by Joshua in videos on the channel. This was mentioned earlier about the gay healing dispute. In 2021, later, he died on June after one of his evening services in Lagos, Nigeria, just 1 week prior to his 58th birthday. Well, that's a quite lengthy statement of T.B. Joshua and the timeline that he had during the time of his reign. And so we know that we usually welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. As we said before, there's a lot of topics to cover. We do regular news topics. We compare them with the Bible. And first and foremost, we do Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books. And as you generally know, it's been asked several times, how do we get this much out of one book? It comes from connecting the books of Yahuwah's Word. Even your health is in the book. Foods that you should eat. And the Sabbath days. This is all done because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. You have to go no further, because now you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. And the time that we're open for your learning is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The Sabbath class top part is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under Big Lion, you'll see some choices. One of the choices would be tithes and offerings. Just click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you in tune with the upcoming feast days that come to you, your friends and family, throughout the year. Also, you'll find the calendars explained in biblical detail by scripture, what your feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. You'll find this feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Another note, we have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe, spelled T-R-I-V-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We do have a few numbers you can also call with the Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling this number, you can get any one of our 12 pre-recorded programs on DVD. We sponsor the 12 programs as the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just call the international line to place your order. And I guess after that, all will be well. Now, for those of who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15. Of course, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Another note, now during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with C. Israel, writing as shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Fail to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to keep the scriptures in mind, as I've said many times before, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. You have a lot to learn. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that was excellent. That was excellent. You know, that's what it's all about. And we got to muffle up this we knew these days was coming. When the kings told Zedekiah, he said, you knew these days that I was supposed to kill your kids and put your eyes out. So he said, you knew these days was coming. So in the same token, we knew these days was coming. So we knew these days was coming. That's all I can tell you. So that's enough said on that. We'll go and see and find Brother Yahshua Israel and get something going on. And like I said again, a lot of information on the table, a lot of information on the table. And this series is going to be quite a long series, but a lot to cover. And with this event that's on the table now, we got to bring it out. That's all I can tell you. We got to bring it out. Enough said on that. We got to bring it out. We'll catch the elder back on the bottom part, and we'll get his final statements on the bottom part. So let's see if we find Brother Yahshua Israel, and we'll get something going on. So I need to know when was that statement coined, Nigeria. When was that statement coined, Brother Yahshua Israel? Well, when was the statement Nigeria coined, and Igbo, all the same thing. When was the timeline on these statements that was coined? See, looking right at it, but like I said, again, this is a teaching ministry, so we just want to make sure we clear about certain names. Nigeria, who coined that statement in what year? And the word Igbo, who coined that statement in what year? That's what we'll be looking for. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahshua Israel, that's why I beat you there, see you right.
That's why I bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Father, and Brother Yahweh, Israel. Like I say again, I'd like to bring up the point that it's when the better half of the past, you're a great meal, and you don't know where to start at. And but where we're going to start at is, give me an idea about where did Nigeria, where did that statement come from that we all can read and follow along, Nigeria? And then once we talk on that for a minute, look up Igbo or Nibo. I need to know something about that, Brother Yahshua Israel. So before we get some Luke 12:12, I need to know about who coined the statement Nigeria. Did that word come from Yahweh's blessing, or did it come from man or woman? Nigeria. Let's take care of Nigeria first. Come on.
I'm looking at the name Nigeria. It reads, the name Nigeria was taken from the Niger River running through the country. This name was coined on January 8, 1897, by British journalist Flora Shaw, who later married Lord Lagarde, a British colonial administrator. The neighboring Niger takes its name from the same river.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bro, Yahshua Israel. Now, that's what we mean by this ministry. Now, how long ago did we touch on that? I mean, just what you just got through reading, how long ago did we put that on the table that you can recall?
Well, I don't really recall, see.
you don't recall us bringing that to the table about the influence of coin this Nigerian name? It'll come back to you in a minute. But this right here, we've just looked, we touched on this right here a couple years ago about Nigeria and all that, and who coined the statement. It's been about a couple years ago. That's why we have to digress so much, because, and, you know, things get away from you. But we touched on that on this broadcast about a couple years ago. We touched on that, but we're on the series. And we touched on it coming up here now. Now here go the Nemo, the Ebos. Let's find our timeline on this. So you got Florence, when she married this big general, this big dignitary, and she coined it in 1897, was pointing toward the Niger River. But we're gonna find out that the word Niger River, it wasn't Niger, because this Niger is a Latin word for something else, and we're gonna show you what it means. When she sank on both sides of the river, she didn't see no Niger River, the peoples. So we'll take care of that in a minute. But let's get on the Nebos. What about them? Who coined that statement? Nebos.
Nebos?
Yeah. E-G-B-O-I-G-L-O. N-1. I-G-L-O. E-G-B-O. Who coined one of them statements like that, brother? Who did that? Because it's all about, some language pick up a little bit different. And we're going to take care of that in lessons to come, showing you a name. They just alter a name. It depends on who have got their hands on it. They'll alter a name, but it means the same name. E-G-B-O or I-G-L-O. Any one you want to use there, come on there, brother.
I'm looking at the spelling, E-G-B-O, Igbo, Igbo. What does the name Igbo mean? And it reads, what does the name Igbo mean? A submission from Nigeria says, the name Igbo means, Igbo is short form of Igbo Machi, M-U-C-H-E, means he who counseled my mind, and is of African origin.
Mm-hmm. Timeline.
I don't see a timeline on that article, that's here.
Okay, we'll leave it right there. And they also said Nebo, and they traced themselves back to the tribes of Gad. So they traced themselves back to the tribe of Gad, but you know that you got two sides of Gad. You got Gad called the American Indians. You got also Gad over here called Nebo. So they traced themselves back to both sides of, because remember, the children of Israel is 1,000 million. So you got so many by different names and different names, but the Nebo, and we'll take care of that part too. We'll deal with all that, but I said again, we will be checked back a couple years ago. We deal with Nebos and who coined the statement based upon Nigeria, and we want to just bring it out again because it came up now, whereas it really was basically 2 years ahead of time when we brought it up. You know, the Sixth Anointed Council brought it out 6 years ago, I mean, a couple of years ago. But right now, it's on the table now, and we got to deal with it now because came to our desk. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on, Brother Yahdai Israel. See what we get going on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So that's the teacher scene, right? The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's a game changer right there. Now, that's a game changer. If we want to throw a few names out on the table and throw a few names on the table because we really focus in on what's going on because why we focus in on this. EZRA chapter 4:18 is found while we focus in on this right here. EZRA chapter 4, Ezra chapter 4:18. Let's open up right there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of EZRA, Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 18.
Sound good.
The book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 18 reads, The letter which you sent unto us has been plainly read before me.
Mm-hmm. So the letter you have sent to the six anointed camps called bosses of the true Israelite, we very clear about your concerns. We very clear about your concerns in Angola, Congo, Rwanda, Cameroon, Ghana, and Benin, and Cursed. Kinshasa, KINSHASE, and the Rwanda, and I just spell it BURUND. Now all these right here, it's got like all these names we just named. They got a 500 miles radius between them all. It's just your Rwanda and BURU. ND is like 162 miles away from Rwanda. So these two right here is real close. But what happened, all of these countries right here, they went off into slavery. So, and what happens when they went off into slavery and they were shipped to Brazil and America, they mixed all these peoples into, they mixed them all together. So when you mix them all together, they lost their, they lost their position in their position once they got mixed all together. And when it went to captivity, they knew that you couldn't leave the Angolas all together or the one from the Congo all together. All these places, you couldn't leave. You got to mix them all up to give yourself time. And then as time progresses on, they forgot the order of things. They forgot the order, and now you got them in the zero all over. They looked like each other, and they can't come eye to eye with nothing because they have forgot the order of things when they first left. When you first left from your homeland, you knew exactly who you were, and you all had the you had the first Maccabees. You had the, let's see, first Maccabees 12. You had something working with in first Maccabees 12. You had something to work with in first Maccabees 12. You had something to work with, and when you don't have it to work with, it will show up. See, when you first left, before you went into captivity, you had something to work with. And 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9. You have something to work with. Let's see what it says in 12, verse 9.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse number 9 reads, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse number 9. Therefore we also, albeit we need none of these things, so that we have the righteous book of scriptures in our hands to comfort us.
You see, before you were up in the captivity, you had the righteous scripture. And you knew then how to go into the scripture and settle anything when you first left from captivity. You had the righteous scripture. See? and then you know exactly who was who at the time, that was your head. But what it says in 2 Kings 22, verse 8. 2 Kings 22, verse 8.
Book of 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse number 8 reads. The book of 2 Kings 22, verse number 8. And Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto Shaphan, the scribe, I have found the book of the Torah structure in the temple of Yahweh. Now Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it.
So what happened, when you, once upon a time ago, when you have to, any kind of dispute, you go look for, they found the book. Then once you start hearing the book, that's the key, then you start making your adjustment according to the book. As long as you continue to meet around the round tables, you will never be able to break down what you need to know because you don't have the book. So the book got to come into play, Steve Ray, the book. And what do it say is, in 1 Samuel 9:9. Let's see what it says in 1 Samuel 9:9. Now the book got to, the book got to come to the table. But you got to have the order of the things about the book. Let's see what's going on when anytime you're in trouble according to what you're supposed to do in 1 Samuel 9:9.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse number 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
So in 1 Maccabees 4:46, let's talk about that. Let's get a precept out of that. 1 Maccabees 4:46.
Book of 1 Maccabees chapter 4. Verse number 46 reads, book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse number 46. Laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place, so there should come a seal to show what should be done with them.
And then the seal is supposed to go rest or peeping, and he's supposed to make sure what he's saying that you can read. That you can read over here in 9:27 of 1 Samuel. Now the seer supposed to be able to go and hear of the matter, then 9:27 supposed to be coming out of his mouth. Let's see what it says in 9:27.
The book of 1 Samuel 9:27 reads, and as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before, and he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
So then the seer is supposed to show you the word of Yahweh. That's what he's supposed to show you. His job is to show you the word of Yahweh. And, that's a good thing. So that's his job. He's supposed to be able to show you the word of Yahweh. And he's supposed to, 32, verse 6 and 7. We're going to lay down a little groundwork and maybe those that's out there in the west, east, south, north of Ham can really grasp that you have to make sure whenever the dispute is made, you got to have the scriptures to comfort you. Because the scripture, let me run back to Daniel chapter 10 for a minute. Because the scriptures, and according to Daniel, he made up a profound statement in the book of Daniel about the scriptures there. Brother Yahdai Israel in Daniel chapter 10. It was a profound statement about the scripture. It says in Daniel chapter 10, And we'll look right down at verse 21. Give me half of it. See, so you're supposed to be a go-to of the scripture whenever of the dispute or disturbance going on. You go to the scripture, and then you take a peep at it. Let's see why you do that according to Daniel in chapter 10, verse 21. Give me half of it.
Book of Daniel 10, verse 21. I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth.
Mm-hmm. And then you be able to break down exactly when Florence says she named the place, that area, Nigeria, pointing toward the Nigeria River. But we go on to Acts chapter 9, verse 1, and see exactly what she really said in 13, verse 1.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse number 1 reads, Acts 13, verse 1. Now there were in the congregation, including the word church, there was at Antioch certain seers and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger.
It was called Niger, and that's exactly what she said. So that word now became to be Niger, meaning black, but black what? Black nigger. Black nigger. That's what they called them, black niggers. That was black niggers, she said. So she coined the statement of black niggers, and now that word worked its way into Nigeria, talking about a Nigeria River, Niger River. But what she said, she seen on both sides of that nigger river is black niggers. That was she had down. So that was she wrote, niggers. And I can't think about my precept right now in book Sirach. And it says you don't be that at the table. Can you hear me out, brother Yahdai Israel, in the book of Sirach, it tell you don't be that at the table? So it's telling you now, see, we got to solve things, but we have to use the scripture to solve things. So, but only way you're going to be able to solve things, you got to let the word of Yahweh, you got to, while you look up that and Sirach by me, don't be that at the table. See, you got to remember what it says in Romans 3, verse 4. What it says in Romans 3, verse 4 there, brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Romans 3. Verse number 4 reads, Book of Romans 3, verse 4. Yahweh forbid, yea, that Yahweh be true, but every man and woman a liar, as it is written, thou mayest be justified in thy saying, mightest overcome, but thou art just.
Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure to how you solve whatever it is. You must go to the scripture. And the scripture would solve whatever it is that's going on in this world. The scripture will solve it. And that's supposed to be the beginning of it and the end of it. And so in the book of Sirach, so you cannot be a what that brother Yahdai is. Can you pull a verse up under there in Sirach where it said, so you can't come to the table and be what?
Read the book of Sirach, chapter 14, verse 10. A wicked eye envies his bread, and he is a nigger at his table.
You can't be a nigger at the table. See, the key to it is, if you want to get down, if you're about the people, don't be a nigger at the table. See, you can't come to the table being a nigger. The scripture will tell the story, and you got to recognize the sign of the time. Let's run to Brother Hoshea. He was called to make some adjustment. And let's see what kind of adjustment did he make in the fifth chapter, verse 13 and 14. Now, he was heading to the promised land. He was laying to the promised land, see, right? But all of a sudden, he, he came eyeball to eyeball with somebody. Let's talk about it in 5:13 and 14 of the book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua. Let's see what happened.
The book of Hosea, polluted for Joshua, chapter 5:13 and 14 reads. Book of Hosea 5:13. It came to pass in Hosea, polluted for Joshua was by Jericho. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, with his sword drawn in his hand. No shield. The word Joshua went unto him and said unto him, are you for us for our adversary? Verse 14. And he said, nay, best captain of the host of Yahuwah am I now come. And no shield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a nay. He's no, I'm not for you. I'm only doing the business of the mighty Yahuwah. He said, I'm here doing the business of and that's the same thing, the six anointed camp, we only here doing the business of Yahuwah. That's all we here for, see, right? We're not here for anything else, no one no pat on the back. Our job is we only here to show you what the word's saying. We can help you in the word. Let's run to the book of Hosea, chapter 10. Let's get some names on the table there, Brother Yahya Israel. Let's read verse 1 and 5. Let's see what we can get going on 1 and 5. We're going to the book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 1 and verse 5. What does it say?
Book of Hosea, polluted word Joshua, chapter 10, verse number 1 and verse number 5 reads. The book of Hosea, chapter 10. Polluted word Joshua, chapter 10, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Adonai Zedek, king of Yahdah Judah, polluted word Jerusalem, had heard how Hosea, polluted word Joshua, had taken Ai. The book of Hosea, chapter 10, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Adonai Zedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Hosea, polluted word Joshua, had taken Ai. And utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king. So he had done to Ai and her king. Now the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. Verse number 5. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eklon, gathered themselves together and went up. They had all their hopes in the camp before Gibeon and made war against it.
Mm-hmm. And let's find where was all this going on at, all it was going on in northeast what? Let's find where, let's run to the book of, and all it was going on in northeast what? It was in northeast, but northeast what? Let's go to the book of Jubilees, chapter 10, particularly verse 28. Now, all these peoples you just got through mentioned was Canaanites. Every name that you mentioned now was part of the Canaanite family. And let's find out exactly where this thing is, paint the picture on where all this going on at. This is Canaanite family and Joshua. Polluted for Hosea has come eyeball to eyeball with the Canaanite family. And let's see what the prophecy on this was already told. And that's why Joshua was making his move. See, if you want to settle something, you got to go to the manuscript and see what the book say. Then you look at the person and say, well, if we go on to the Bible, we're going to go with your emotions. On page 52, let's look at 10th chapter, verse 28. And let's see what them four words is that's in that deep black. Right above it says what?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse 28 reads, Canaan illegally takes land.
Mm-hmm. He legally takes land. He legally takes land. That's what he did. Let's see who land he illegally take. Who land did he legally take? Let's read a little bit. Get down to it. Let's walk it down and see what he did. What did Canaan do? And all the lessons, you let you know, Canaan in 10:6. He's the sons of Ham. He illegally take land. And let's see what we can read now. Come on.
Verse number 28. Ham and his son went into the land which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. Verse 29. And Canaan saw the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt. It was very good. And he went not into the land of the inheritance, of his inheritance, to the west. That is to the sea. And he dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward, westward, from the border of Jordan, from the border of Jordan, and from the border of the sea. Verse 30. And Ham and his father and Cush, and Mizraim his brother, said unto him, you have settled in a land which is not yours, which did not fall to us by lot. Do not do so, for if you doest do so, you and your son, family, will fall in the land, and be accursed through sedition. For by sedition you have settled, and by sedition will your family fall, and you shall be rooted out forever. Verse 31. Dwell not in the dwelling of Shem, for to Shem and to his son did it come by their lot.
Hold that part right there. So northeast is, so when you find out this area right here, it's not north, it's northeast. Shem, see, right? See, according to historical documents, facts, yeah, it's northeast. But before you get to what we just got to read, that's where four verse 40 kicks in. So now, four verse 40, First Chronicles, goes up to that point. What we got. And anything past that is now you into the land of Shem. So that is Shem, northeast Shem, not northeast of Chronicles 440. What it says in First Chronicles 440?
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 40 reads, they found fat pastures and good. The land was wild and quiet and peaceable. For they of Ham had dwelt there of old.
See, Ham jumped up into a land that was not there. Not him, but one who jumped up into a land that wasn't there was his son Canaan. But Ham had his land. So when you read about what we read earlier, all these lands that we did read with these other names on it, that is Ham's land. But Ham had, son Canaan, had him jump down in northeast Shem. So Israel is not in northeast Ham. It's in northeast Shem. Shem is the northeast Shem. That is Shem's portion. So we have to stop saying we know where we from. We from northeast, they said, Africa, polluted for Ham. So you got to stop saying those that's over there on northeast, southwest of Ham, saying, well, we know where we from. We from northeast Africa, but you gotta, okay, polluted for Ham. But that part of the northeast part is now polluted for Ham. It means Shem. And their own father said that's what that land is. So between Lebanon, when you get past Egypt and all that area, and that northeast, that big old spot, that northeast spot, it belongs to Israel, 12 tribes land. Keep that in your mind. And this was Yahweh says to Moses in 19:14. What do you tell Moses in 19:14 of Deuteronomy? What do you tell Moses, that brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19, verse number 14 reads, "Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance."
So you can't remove nobody's landmark. That's those of old, and who that old is. Let's find out who set the presidents of old. Let's go back to Jubilees chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. We're going somewhere and lay this foundation down, and then we can just get dead on the case. But to do some good cooking, you have to always digress, like I said again, about these names that we received in Nigeria. You check the record back about two, three years ago. We broke that stuff down. 600 camp broke that down and went on about our business about these name labels 2-3 years ago on this broadcast. So keep this in your mind. You got to know what's going on. That's why you got to always be in position to Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. So, I mean, that's why you got to have the scriptures to comfort you. But you got to take your scriptures to a 32 verse 7 of Deuteronomy. What did it say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 7 reads. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they would tell you.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you have to be able to ask your father, because the fathers have received from the elders, and the elders receive from the seer, and that's what we're trying to say. The scripture will comfort you once you hear, because see, once you got over into north, east, south, west, Ham, and all the areas over there, as a process of time, when slavery started shifting you around, you was all in a bunch. But once they start writing the records down that these came out of Angola, these came from Benin, these came, so they said, wait a minute, you can't lead them together because they don't know their history. So you got to put a tag on their hand and mix them up together. So when you mix them up together, they lost the protocol up together. So now you got tribes that looking like each other, but now they mates gonna be from another tribe, and they kept on, you know, mixing themselves up. And then at the process of time, they lost their information. And now they became black Hebrews now. Now they black Hebrews, they Negroes and colors. So they became all of that now from the mixing. You're taking one tribe. So where you get these from? I got these from, give me 20 of them and take 20 of them from the Congo and put them with them. And then you take them and take them over here. You see, so they start mixing you up. And when you got all mixed up like the way you want to be, you want to be mixed up, then they gave you a name. Gave you a name out there in Brazil. You became the Negroes of Brazil, and, you know, so on and so on. So this is what happened. So now you got to find a ministry now that can straighten it out for you. So now this is where the six anointed camps come in. Let's run to the book of, let's run to Matthew chapter 11, verse 3. Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 3.
Book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, Matthew chapter 11, verse number 3. And said unto him, are you he that should come, or do we look for another?
Yeah. So now, are you here, are you he that should come, or should we look for another? Let's run to 12, verse 14. Then the Almighty Son answered that question. He said, are you he, or should we look for another? Let's run to 14, verse 12 of the book of St. John.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse number 12 reads. Book of St. John 14, verse number 12. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater work than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
Uh-huh. To the Son saying, I'm going to go away, but it will be a he to start organizing this thing. He said, a he, it will be a he, because I'm going to my Father. Next time you see him is when the serious beatdown is in effect. 5 months after he'll let the minister spirit do you real, real good, and 5 months, then he'll come down and get him a look in too. Let's run to Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 through 30. Listen real good now. So listen real good. We're trying to lay a foundation. Like I said, this series is going to be a pretty good long series. But one thing we do know, that we're going to get you there. If you got an ear to hear and you're taking notes, you got to know where to go to get the scripture broke down to you now. Because, see, what will happen is parts of the scriptures that is missing. And long as you got the missing parts, then if you start something from like watching a movie, if you start the movie from the middle of the movie, you will never know the foundation of the movie. And that's what will happen now when the mixing all these right there and a lot of them come back. They come back to their land. They was it. But they're coming back and they have lost their way of the foundational part. So now we got to show you what the foundational part is. Otherwise, the order of things, according to the scripture, what got to be done now to help you in the situation you're in right now. What's your reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Matthew 11, 25 through 30.
Book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse number 25 through 30 reads. Book of Matthew 11, verse number 25. At that time, Yahweh the Son answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Yahweh, of heaven and earth, because you have heard these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Verse 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. Verse 27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he, a she to whom ever the Son will reveal him. Verse 28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Find meek and lowly in mind, ye shall find rest unto yourself. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
So you say, you come to him and he'll give you rest. That was just saying, see, right? Let's run to the seventh chapter of St. John. See, remember, you got the, your lessons are put together through the spirit of Yahweh. He said, come to him and he'll give you rest. That's what he said. And so we're gonna precept that to the seventh chapter and look at verse 37, 38. So he said, now come to me and he'll give you rest. That's what he just said, see, right? And I'd be in Isaiah 28 waiting on. Let's see what it says over here in the 7th chapter, verse 37 and 38. He said, come to me, and I'll give you rest. You that's heavy laden. I mean, you just can't figure out what'll happen because you thought he was the one because of the multitude of the capacity that he had, he is the one. And now you're confused. Now you don't know what to do. And now you're in disarray. You know, so now you need answers. Well, you have the right to get a 100-pound of cotton pick. You're at the right place. All you want in southeast, northwest, the land of Ham, you Israelites, that name was even removed from you, and that name, you even lost that part of your name. So we got a long way to go, because you lost that name. You know, you haven't even lost that name. Through you know it, but you've been called by so many other names that you have lost your foundational name. What's your reading that, Brother Yadai Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 37 and verse 38 reads, St. John 7, verse 37, the last day, that great day of the feast. That's why the Son stood and cried, saying, if any man or woman thirst, let them come unto me and drink. Verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, at his back flow rivers of living water.
He said, the scripture say out of your belly is going to flow this living water. And then in Isaiah 44, it'll tell you what it'll make you do. You know, he said, out of your belly will flow living water. And this what it'll make you do in the 44th chapter of Isaiah. You got to see one thing about it. You gotta go with the spirit of Yahweh's word. How much come out of this book? You got to let the spirit of Yahweh deliver your lesson. Let's look at 44 verse 3. Now out of your body, out of your belly, gonna flow living water. So keep that in your mind. Let the spirit dictate your lesson. We'll know when you got it, because you'll be in that flow. Just like Brother Yahdah making them royal blue garments. It be in that on the sewing machine. It won't even miss a beat. And that's how you want to understand this word of Yahweh. 44th chapter, verse 3 says what?
But guys, there, 44.
3 and 4. 3 and 4. 44, 3 and 4. Listen to this.
But guys, there, chapter 44, verse 3, verse number 4 reads. Book of Isaiah 44, verse 3. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, blood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your seed, and my blessings upon your offspring. Verse 4. They shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water course.
Is it? He said that. He said you're going to spring up, and he said you're going to spring up, and you're going to get busy. You're going to be able to hear all of the Bump the Garden contest. And when they come up on the canal, you'll be able to go in the Bible and show what the Bible's saying. And you won't be, and let's go to 1 Kings. Well, I'll make it, 2 Kings, right? 22:14. See what kind of king I want. 1 Kings, make it 2 Kings. See what kind of kings I want. And this is how you're gonna make your showing. 2 Kings 22:14. What does it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
2 Kings.
We'll make it 1 Kings then. Well, you know, 1 Kings. I'm looking for a such fellow to make a profound statement. And what did he say? And whatever king it is, I know he said something. And what did he say in 22:14?
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse 14 reads, Micaiah said, as Yahweh liveth, well, Yahweh said unto me, that will I speak.
And see, and there you go right there, see, Roy, and when you speak, You're going to speak that which Yahweh speaks. That's all you're going to talk about is what Yahweh got on tape. 2 Chronicles 18:13. He said, now, when, so otherwise, when you got it, you will not be in front of that book. You'll be behind that book. And you will meet them where they're at with no statements. And you'll come behind them and you'll put some book on. See, like what's on the table right now is to straighten out the conflict that's all over the known world. But the only way we know how to stay up the conflict, you got to have an ear to hear comfort through the word of Yahweh. We got no pat on the back ceremonies for you. We're going to show you what Dill says, Yahweh says. And that's it. And matter of fact, hold that point. Give me 2 Samuel 17:4 to get warmed up. So this is what the seer is looking for. I'm looking for something like 2 Samuel 17:4. What does it say in 2 Samuel 17:4 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 2 Samuel 17:4 reads, the book of 2 Samuel 17:4. And they say it, and the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel.
You see it? So what will please you well is when now it's time for you here for the elders of Israel. Only way you gonna get down to the bottom of this thing, you got to hear the elders of Israel. As this thing right here. That's the game changer right there. So the names that we got on the table that has been teaching you, we don't want to get on them right now, but the name that you use now, we don't want to get on them right now, but we will get on them later. But we have to be clear that wherever you at right now, Michael says in 2, this is what Michael says. This is what Michael says in 2:10. What did Michael say to seer? What did Michael say the seer says in 2:10?
The book of Michael, seer, chapter 2:10 reads, arise you and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a soul destruction.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's why you got to know your rest. See, you got to know your rest, and you got to know who you are really, not as a cliche. And 3:15-17, it tells you something in Exodus. It tells you something. See, you got to know now. See, you can be in a spot so long that you will swear, and that's why you raise up all the cane you can, but you have to be clear if once you, but see what will happen, not only have you been removed, you are lost your name too. You don't even know that you know your people's in the book, but you got another name on you by being a people of the book. Now, you know your people's in the book, but the name that you are addressing yourself as is not the people's of the book. You got the story of the people's of the book, but now you have sit around ministry so long, and they have not told you who you are, and you have passed on, and life have died out in the name that the Almighty gave you, you don't even remember. You don't remember through the process of time and the teaching you got going on. So when we read this, you'll say, yeah, this is me. But then you'll say, this name right here, that means we are the, you got to say it, Bantu peeps. We got a Bantu peeps. We are the the Congo peoples. We are Congo. The name we call on is the name we call on. Besides, I'm gonna get back to Christianity shortly, but the name we call on, Ngumba, as the Mighty One, N G U N Z A S of Congo, K-I-K-O-N-G-O. You call, and this name, the Congo says this name, Jesus taking this name, the from the Congo. We are Congo peoples. We don't use the name Jesus because we are Congo peoples. And we worship. You want to say a shout out their name? I heard it so much. I heard it so much that you just don't got with me, bro. Y'all going to take a shout out their name? N-G-U-N-Z-A-S. That's the name that they call on. And they say this is the name they get blessed in. They call this name of the Kikongo, K-I-K-O-N-G-O. This is the name they'll call on. They say, we don't call on Jesus. That's Christianity. Lord God, we know all that's Christianity. We call on this name. When we look in the Bible, we see the word Jesus, Lord God, Allah, Buddha, we call it N-G-U-N-Z-A-S. I heard so many times, Brother Yahdai, you want to take a shot at that name?
I think I will pass, but that was
I heard it. I heard it so much in the last 2 days. And so I let you have it. But this is the name they called off. But
I'm gonna go to
the rest of
I'm gonna go to the phone and see if it'll provide.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. We got plenty of time. Go to the phone, see where the phone pronounced N-G-U-N-K, N-G-U-N-Z-A-S, where they pronounce that name.
It's N-G, right?
N-G-U-N-Z-A-S. To the phone just like that.
N-G-U, right?
Yep.
All right, let's see what we can get out of here.
N-G-U-N-Z-A-S. That's the name the majority of the peoples in North, East, South, West Ham call on. That's what they call on. We have heard the name, Mr. Stewart, so many times, Lugumba. You know, I get more calls on trying to butcher up his name, but that's the name they call on. N-G-U-N-Z-A-S of Congo. What you got, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I couldn't even get the phone to come up with it. Yeah.
Well, they pronounce it so they put the Google. I heard it so much that I just take a note on it. If I check the notes, every time I heard the name mentioned, I have a paper filled up on front and back on a sheet of paper with the lines in it. On this name that they call on out there in North, East, Southwest, Ham, that you call polluted. It's Africa polluted for Ham. That's the name they call on, see, right? That's the name they call on coming up out of the Bantus. That's the name, the Bantus. They tell you that their history, but now they lost a lot of their identity, but they say they're the peoples of the book. that these people of the book, their names got an origin to it, just like the word called Congo. That word traces back to 1390 BC, AD, 1390. The Bible's closed in 96 AD. What name was called in 96 AD to your left? Because you got the word Congo around about 1390, the Congo peoples. The Congos. You know, some spell with a K, some spell with a C. So like I said again, but what will help us all, if you got ear to hear, would be the scripture. So we don't worry about that name. We'll get that name a little bit later, Brother Yahdai Israel. But the point we're making, that's where it's gonna start at, understanding that you don't have that name until you get the Congo name, and from the Congo name and the Congo, it's gonna be tracing back to around about 1390. So this is gonna be first laying the foundation. It's gonna be a great thing. It's laying the foundation. That's what we gotta do first. So what verse have we left off on, Brother Yahdai Israel? What did we leave off on? We left off on anything?
Yeah, we got 2 Samuel 17, verse 4.
Okay, what'd that say? What'd that say?
The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verse number 4, read. Book of 2 Samuel 17, verse 4. They said, please Absalom will, and all the elders of Israel.
Yeah, we cover that. Yeah, I remember, we cover that. So the cleaning up got to start, but the cleaning up must start from the scriptures. First of all, we got to bite on the scriptures. And that's the key right there, see, right? The cleaning up starts on the scripture, and we find out that living water got to come out your belly. Remember we read about the living waters, then we found what the water will make you do in 44 verse 3 and 4 of Isaiah, and that water is Ephesians 5:26. What is that water we can read in Ephesians 5:26, that Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 26, read. Book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
You see it? So in 15 verse 3, 4 and 5 says what of St. John. So what is good cleaning? It's gonna come from. It's not that you have all the great big lakes out there and rivers. All that, the Congo River and all that good stuff, no. You can dive off of that all you want to dive from that. How you going to get up out of this, what you in now? You about to hear the word. The cleansing will start by the word. 15 verse 3, 4 and 5 says what of St. John?
Look at St. John chapter 15, verse number 3 through 5 read. St. John 15, verse 3. Now you are clean to the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in them, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying you got to be clean with the word. And he's saying without him, you can do nothing. And in 19 verse 11 of End Time Prophecy, what do we say about the word? It's really a little bit until we get a whole lot of big benefit of it. By pick up in 19 verse 11. Well, listen, 19 verse 11. You said, without him, you can't do nothing. in the name of NGUNZAF of Congo. And this Congo is a word that replaces Jesus. So this word Congo is a word that traces Jesus. It's called a kingdom of Congo. But see, when we get to looking at the kingdom, we'll find out a little bit different as time unfolds. The kingdom, that what Yahweh says in Mark 1:15, what did Yahweh say in 1:15 about the kingdom?
The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse number 15 reads. Book of Mark, chapter 1. Verse number 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent and believe the covenant.
Mm-hmm. So the kingdom is the kingdom of Yahweh, not the kingdom of Congo. So now we got the kingdom of Congo that they, you got that from the record of 1390. And to now, the kingdom of Congo, but now it's the kingdom of YHW. And Peter asked a question about the kingdom of Yahweh to Yahweh the Son, he says in Acts 1:6. This is what Peter said. He did not say the kingdom of Congo or the NGUN zombie, the zombie. I heard the name so many times, you know, but see me, you know, I knew these days was coming. I didn't get excited. I just made a note of it because that's the name that you use. And NGUNZAS of Congo. And we just found out that the kingdom of Congo is really the kingdom of YHWH. And we'll find a little bit more about that too. So in Acts 1, verse 6, Peter looked Yahweh the Son eyeball to eyeball, and he said what in 1, verse 6?
The book of 1 Peter?
Acts 1, 6.
Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 6 reads. Book of Acts 1, verse number 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahweh, will thou at this time restore the kingdom, again the kingdom, to Israel?
Mm-hmm. So the kingdom, he asked, would you restore the kingdom to Israel? See, we can help you. Kingdom is to Israel. The kingdom is not to the Congo. It's not to the Bantus, the Bantus, Congo, and the Most High name is NGUNZAS of Congo. These names right here is not going to correspond with the record of the Bible. So the name that we have been taught, although you say, and that's the point we're making, we all did not come from the west coast of Ham, just a handful did. Everybody did not come from that area. A lot of the children of the book went totally different directions. Although big groups went that way, but you got to understand your record that have not been told to you that by number wise, you this many in 24:60 of Genesis. By number wise, this is how many you are, and it's no record of no more than 1% of this number was on the west coast of Ham. And 24 verse 60, the best you come up with is 1%. What happened to the other 99 sheep? What it say is over there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Come back with that.
I'm gone. I'm gone on that one. What did I say? I was in the spirit on that one, that Brother Yahdai Israel. That got away from me. What was I saying? It don't got away from me. Because like I said, it ain't nothing wrote down that I'm talking on. But what I'm saying, that 99%, now I'm guessing now. So I'll tell you what. Whatever I said, I'm got away from that Brother Yahdai Israel. I don't remember. No, I don't even remember. I'll tell you what, we'll put that aside because Dylan wanted to bring that out. But in Acts 28:31, so we got to first get everything cleaned up first. We'll take it another time if you want me to come back with that. You know, got past me now, Brother Yahdai Israel. We ready to write something down once we hear something and take that verse to another verse. What it says in Acts 28:31.
The book of Acts 28:31 reads, teaches the kingdom of Yahuwah, teaches those things which concern Yahuwah the Son, thou confidence, no man forbid.
Mm-hmm. So we teach about the kingdom of YHWH. But those is in North, East, South, West, Ham teach about the kingdom of Congo. So Congo, in the mind of North, East, South, West Africa, which polluted for Ham, they teach us about the Congo in place of YHWH. So that is not scripture-wise. And his name is Psalms. His name, NGUNZAF 246, that's seven letters, 2467. But his name is in 116:13 by the mouth of David. What does it say?
The book of Psalm 116:13 reads. Psalm 116:13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
And what do it say in Acts 4:11-12 about the four letters? And to whom it says too? Acts 4. I was looking for Sister G. I don't see Sister G on the network, so I think you gotta go a few more minutes there, Brother Yahdai Israel. When we catch Sister G tomorrow at 7:30 tomorrow, then, because I don't see her on the network. So, in Acts 4:11-12 says what?
The book of Acts 4:11-12 reads. Acts 4:11. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
I ain't going to say how many levels there. Let's go to the end time prophecy, 14:9. Then I ask that question. When it's all said and done, after these lessons put on the table, and when everything is all said and done, the seer will speak. And he will receive it from the ministering spirit about when it's all said and done in Zechariah 14:9. And what is said there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Zechariah 14:9 reads. Book of Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 9. And Yahweh shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one.
Mm-hmm. So, and how many letters is that there, brother? When it's all said and done, how many letters is going to stand that we can read? That we can read?
Four letters. YHWH.
Mm-hmm. So this this long name of NGUNZAS will be dissolved according to the fear in Zechariah 14 verse 9, and he pulled that verse, the seer pulled that verse from 4 verse 6 of Deuteronomy. He pulled it from the heavenly tablets. He pulled that verse from the heavenly tablets in 6 verse 4. He pulled that verse. He didn't just say that knowing that that was a bombshell. No, he pulled it from the records of 6 verse 4 of Deuteronomy. What did it say?
Look at Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, Yahweh is one Yahweh.
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, your Yahweh is one Yahweh. So there's a whole lot you got to consider, north, east, south, west, the peoples of Bantu, the Congo, because you have lost the name that we're talking about right now. The majority have lost the name, but you say you the peoples of the book. If you the peoples of the book, the name Bantu, the name Congo, and the name NGUNZAS, it don't line up with the records. And when it don't line up with the records, you're supposed to EZRA 262 it. That's what we supposed to do. When it don't line up with the records, you're supposed to EZRA 262 it. What's that name now, brother? Y'all got your address. If it don't line up with the record now.
The book of Ezra. Chapter 2, verse number 62 reads, Book of Ezra 2, verse 62. He sought their registry among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore they was polluted. Therefore they was as polluted, put forth from the priesthood.
So, y'all, you have to come with the point of the letter that is bold, the six anointed counts. We're clear about it. But the only one, only way you can be helped, you have to recognize what you have been taught from others. It don't line up with the record book. To be the peoples of the book, you have to remember this statement that's written in 1 Kings by a person of Canaanitic descent said. This was the eyewitness says of Hamitic descent says in 1 Kings 10 verse 9. This is a person that came and she said something out of her mouth. And it was, let's all read together what she said in 10 verse 9.
Book of 1 Kings chapter 10 verse number 9 reads, Let the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delighteth in thee, set thee on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loveth Israel forever. And for made he you king to do judgment and justice.
Yeah. And Yahweh loved Israel forever. See, I don't know how it happened out there. I don't know how it happened. But the four-letter man of the Bible, he loved him some Israel. That's what he loved. But the Galatians in there in 17, verse number 8. He got stipulations too now. He loved him some Israel, no question about it. But he told the wise man of the world about my love that I have for the peoples of Israel in 17 verse 8. What it says in Proverbs, see, one thing about it, see, right? He loved him some Israel, no doubt about it. He loved him some Israel. But he made a little wrinkle that we have to be clear about how to rain down his love in 17 verse 8. What it say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse number 8.
Well, but back up to 8:17 then, Brother Yagdai. I'm hearing you, Brother Yagdai Israel. I'm hearing you. You know, I can tell when you peeping at something and the antenna goes up. See, you know, you one thing about it. I studied the six anointed camps of Boss number 2 is like, you know, I can check out some things, and I'll be looking at this book all the time. So back up to 8:17 and help the old seer out there, Brother Yagdai Israel. What did it say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
So you see, so he got the stipulation in his love. He loves him some Solomon. Yeah, he loves him some Israel. He said, yeah, but I love the ones that keep my Torah. But them the ones he loves. He said, I go all the way with you. You keep my Torah instruction. Let's go to Baruch chapter 3 and pick up verse 1. He said, I love me some Israel. And she said it. She said, you know, Solomon, the system of throne of Yahweh, you know, Yahweh loves him some Israel. And Solomon said, yeah, the one that keep his first 5 books. You got the stipulation for the love thing, Steve, right? We're going to find out something when Baruch. See, Baruch in the 45th chapter, Yahweh said, I should key you, Baruch, because I'm getting ready to take down the whole nation of Israel, and you over there worried about your piece of property you got. He said, I should key you. Now he say in Jeremiah 45. Let's read a little bit what he, and then after Baruch heard all that good stuff from Jeremiah's mouth, and let's see how Baruch started conducting himself in the third chapter. Let's read a little bit in verse 1 until we get our point.
The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse number 1 reads, book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 1. O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, soul in anguish, troubled spirits cry unto thee. Verse number 2. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy. Thou art merciful and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before thee. Verse number 3. For thou endurest forever, and we perish utterly. Verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty, thou Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites. Now there
are children. Wait a minute. What did Israel hear?
Hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites.
And that's what we're saying right now. North, east, south, west, the land of Ham. You say you are people of the book, but you have lost your national name, and now you are dead Israelites. And majority of you don't even know, you say you're people of the book, and you are Bantus, you are Congos, and you got that long name that you call on. That make you a dead. You're dead. You're dead Israelite. You don't believe in Israelite. You believe in Bantu more and Congo more than you believe in an Israelite. Because, and you said you're people of the book, and everything of the book, you go along with it. You go along with your migration and everything. You go along even with the migration. But you got yourself no further than, and you saying that this is your motherland. No, see, this is a big job ahead right now, because we don't heard enough. But we're going to tell you something. Let's go to the fourth chapter, pick up verse 1. Let's see what Yahweh said behind that. Go to the fourth chapter there, brother Yahweh Israel. Now, I'm tell you something. He's going to have to show you something. In the fourth chapter of Baruch, pick up verse 1 and read a little bit. Let's read down until we get our point.
Book of Baruch, the book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse number 1, read. Baruch chapter 4, verse number 1. This is the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh. The Torah instruction that endure forever. All they that keep it shall come to life. But such as leave it shall die. Verse number 2. Turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light dove, that mayest be illuminated. Verse number 3. Give not thine honor to another, nor the thing that are profitable unto you, to a strange nation. Verse 4. O Israel, happy are we. The things that are pleasing to Yahweh are made known unto us. Verse number 5. Be of a good cheer, my people. The memorial of Israel. Verse 6. You were sold to the nation, not for your destruction, but because you moved Yahweh to wrath. You were delivered unto the enemies.
Wait a minute. You didn't see right. So you see, Israel, not Bantu, not Congo, not this long name for the mighty one's name. This man is talking about the one that name was changed in 32:28-30. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And Israel is not a name that came through the lineage, it came from above. So the first thing, south, east, north, west, you got to get the name right. Because if you're the people of the book, the people of this book carries one name, Israel. They don't carry the name called Bantu. We gave you the record on the name Bantu. We gave you the record of the name Congo. We gave you the record on the name, give me some more, Nigeria. We gave you the records, and all these names came after 96 A.D. Anything that you call after 96 A.D. is not from the mighty one, YHWH. It's from Satan the devil. Anything. On the right side of 96 A.D., you trace your records back on the right side of 96 A.D., meaning from that point on, you in the throat of Satan, and Yahweh cannot help. And all we can do is letting you know the scripture, you be comforted through the scripture. Because let's run to Matthews. Let's run to Matthews for a minute as we work ourselves around there, Brother Yahweh Israel. There's no sign of Sister G Israel, so we'll catch you tomorrow around about 7:30. No sign on the broadcast. We'll put a few more minutes in, and we'll bring the elder back in and the mother and keep it going. Now, so, we got to be clear about some things. The Almighty Yahweh, we got to have his record. And his record is the key to taking care of his business. What are we going to, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I didn't catch it, see ya.
Well, that's the second one you ain't caught, Brother Yahweh Israel. I'm through. So watch when you do these tapes. You'll find out that I threw two on you, and then I went on about my business and got on something else. Come right back to that. I got my eye on you, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now I'm through two on you, and I got a bag away from that.
I still see it. If I can run down this name, see him. Still seeing if I could locate this name that you have been mentioning here. But I have no luck, so I better leave it alone. Get concentrate
on
what
we'll get that later. But I'm telling you something. When you speak to the brothers out there in North, East, Southwest Africa, polluted for ham, this name is Rain. This name rings. This N-G-U-N-K-A-S of Congo, And I said, then they said, well, we're going to break it down with the Congo men. You know, y'all call him Jesus. I said, no, we mean who called him Jesus? Is that name there? Every place is that name, it comes Jesus. Remember, he said, y'all the people that came out of y'all came out of us. And see, that's the point we make. See, you can't keep on putting all the Israelites in one pocket on the West Coast. We showed you sound that in all the lands over there that we, that's within 500 miles away from each other, Angola, the Congo, Rwanda, Guinea, and Ghana, Cameroon, all of them, it's got like 500 miles apart. So once you went into slavery, they found out where you was from and they taking you from. Then they mix you in together. They gave you women's Nigeria. I mean, for example, it wasn't on Nigeria time. They gave you women's of Angola and Congo. They gave you Rwanda women's, but y'all look like each other, but y'all in slavery. So you wasn't on the same pay period because the 36th chapter say you only cohabitate in your tribe. So they mixed the tribes up and the mindset was mixed up too. So you no longer knew numbers 36 through captivity. See, Toyans and 36, he said, yeah, but make sure you cohabitate from your tribe. And that is the Torah instruction. But once you got double dutch into all these strange types of men's and women's, then the mindset changed. So that he was told you that was going to happen to you. You see, so that's why you see it today. You see, those that love to get outside of their people, but they don't know what that brings on them according to the Bible. And you want to know why your mind ain't stable. Because the 11th verse 3 is not stable in Psalms. You got to add your 11th verse 3. What does it say in Psalm 11, verse 3?
The book of Psalm, chapter 11, number 3 reads, Psalm 11, verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah instruction keepers do?
Mm-hmm. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, what it says in 12 down to verse 17 and 22 and 23. Romans chapter 6, 12 down to verse 17, 22 and 23. What are you trying to say? Let's see what the Bible says. And Romans 6, 12 through 17, 22 and 23. What did it say there, brother? Yahdai Israel, see right.
The book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 12 through 17, verse 22 and verse 23 reads. Book of Romans 6, verse number 12. Then I see it therefore reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey it and the lust thereof. Verse 13. Either yield you your members, instrument of unrighteousness unto sin. You yourself unto Yahuwah, those that are alive from the dead, your members as instruments of righteousness unto Yahuwah. Verse 14, the sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Verse 15, what then shall we sin, because we are not under the law, but under grace? Yahuwah forbid. Verse 16, know you not that to whom you yield yourself servant to obey, the servant you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Verse 17, when Yahuwah be thanked that you were the servant of sin, you have obeyed from the mind that form a doctrine which was delivered to you. Verse 22, but now being made free from sin, and become servant to Yahuwah, you have your fruits unto righteousness and the end everlasting life. Verse 23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahuwah is eternal life. To Yahuwah the Son, out. Yahuwah.
Now, I'm going to show you the difference between the teaching of the six anointed camps and the teaching from the Word. I'm going to show you the difference. Now, you said a whole lot there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. But anytime somebody jump in that Bible, they get to reading all that good stuff. And they end up just being reading it. But let's come back to verse 6:13. Let's go back to 6:13. He told you a whole lot of things he said. But we took a note on verse 6:13. And let's see what he said in 6:13. Or that Romans.
The book of Romans 6, verse 13. Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourself unto Yahuwah as those that are alive from the dead. Your members as instruments of righteousness unto Yahuwah.
Those that are alive from the dead, see, right? You see, and this is what will happen in North, East, South, West Africa, the polluted land. Who those that are alive from the dead, and go back to Baruch 3, verse 4. So who are you talking about? So who is this you're talking about? Must have to arise from the dead that we can read. See, this is how the spirit of Yahuwah is. Hold that point. In the book of Isaiah, there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. So you know what I'm saying? I'm watching this picture on the count. I'm gonna be knowing when you're ready, because when you're ready, it's certain things that you will do according to what he says in 61 verse 1. What did it say? Then you start saying 61 verse 1 of Isaiah getting to working with you. This is what he say. Isaiah 61 verse 1. What did it say?
Isaiah 61 verse number 1 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of Yahuwah is upon me, because Yahuwah have anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken mind, to proclaim liberty to the captive, the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Yeah.
Verse 2.
When the spirit of Yahuwah is upon you, you be ready to open the blind eyes. And what it says about that in 9:25. I'm watching you six anointed count. I'm watching y'all very careful. I know from the pages of the book when you're ready to go. You remember when we came on the mat of broadcast early, and I was talking about I can't respond to you now. I forgot how I said it. Can you help me out, brother? I said something earlier in the early part of the lesson. Can you help me out there, brother? I was saying something early part of the lesson when we just first came on. But change what we on right now. I said, I can't respond to you the way that you are. But Jesus said, you got a lot of questions to answer because a lot of strange things have came to our ear. Because we know the people of the book. But we don't know about this Israel word. You don't know about Israel? Well, we heard about the Jacob story and all that right there. So we Bantus. We Congos. Yeah, do we the land of Congo? We're peoples of Congo. What about Israel? Well, see, this is what we trying to tell you, seer. The name Israel is a name that have been by those peoples and put on us. So you see, I can't respond to you now because, like I said again, We want to help you, but we got to first help you from the scriptures of the book. So now whatever that means, whatever I said, whatever. What you reading that, brother Yahdai, Israel?
We just read Isaiah 61, verse 1.
We didn't throw that on the table. Then bump the gong.
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody, y'all got it. Well, I'll tell you what, let's find out let's put it on the table who's saying that, but I'm going to go back and get one more verse and look close out. Now, and we ain't not going to read Luke chapter. Now, he pulled that verse from Luke chapter 4, verse 18 down to 21. And Luke, that's the precept of that 61. But we going back to this 13. One more time, give me that 6:13. Now, I just want to show you, this is how we're looking, and we know when we're ready, because you hear that small still voice to tell you when you heard that 6:13 or wrong. Read one more time. We'll close out with one more one hitter. We'll leave it like that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Romans 6:13.
The book of Romans 6, verse 13 reads, neither hear you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto Yahweh as those that are alive from the dead, your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto Yahweh.
Now those alive from the dead, we're going to see, is it Bantu? Is it all the names that you call? Bantus, the land of, what the name? Congo, and this 7-Eleven name for the Most High. Let's see what he's talking about. He say, I got the one that is alive from the dead. So now we're going to see what name that he's talking about that it got to wake up from the dead in Baruch 3, verse 4. Remember, the key word was dead. See, so you got to find out who he's talking about. Let's see what name is the name over there in north, east, south, west, ham. Or is it the name that we working with? I mean, we hear it. So we just don't, we know now. This is going to be a long series, but I'll tell you one thing. We will break everything down, but we're going to let the Bible, the authority is the Bible. We all agree with that part. Anytime you don't agree with the Bible, that's when we know what companies know. But one thing you have said, we believe that Bible. I said, good. And we can work with it from there if you believe the Bible. Now, you just got to hear from those that was given this Bible to tell you what you need to know. You believe the rest. That's all I want to hear. That's good. Let's wrap it up. And let's find we talking about Baruch talking 3 verse 4. Who just got to rise from the dead and by name? 3, verse 4, Baruch.
The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 4 reads, O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites.
That's nice. That's nice, see, right? Yeah. So the ones he's talking about is the dead Israelites, not the Congo, not the Bantus, and not the long name for the Most High name. He's talking about the Israelites. So that's the key, see, right? When you say you believe in the Bible, there it is. That's the Bible. This conversation is about the eyewitness that came from the land of Ham, said, Yahweh, she said 4 letters. He loved his people of Israel. And that was the eyewitness that came out there off the damn coast. So we leave it like it is. Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll catch your eyeball the top part of the Sabbath day. You know, since you got some two strikes on you, you know you got to go all the way behind that. No doubt about it. All right. Brother Yahdai Israel, closing statement, and we'll catch your eyeball. Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Love the winds rolling out there, see Israel. A sea royal. Great word, T. That are four corners of the globe. Praise the righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Praise his righteous name. Name, Steve, right? His name. Four letters. Four letters. It's all the Bible. And we all agree on the Bible. It's four letters. That's it. So whatever you got in that long name you got that you're throwing around out there in North, East, South, West, Ham, it's four letters, Steve, right? So you got to pull out all the rest of the names and get them four letters right there. We can figure out what to go from there. All right, good enough. Let's bring our elder back in and get his closing statement on take number 26, and we'll look for the mothers, and we'll take it on in. All right, Elder Pierce, you back on the top for your closing talk on take number 26 coming up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I think this evening's broadcast is very interesting. Should be a lot of people out there taking notes, because I don't think there's any other ministry out there that's going through as much detail as we cover in a three-hour program. You know, it makes you think about the things that we say. Might be in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6 described. So it says, so I may be rude in speech, but yet not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Because we have some people that go through the Bible, and they think they're gurus in the Bible. And they will try to tell you what they think that the Bible is saying. And they will lead you straight we don't want to say it. They will lead you straight to that place where you don't want to go. We'll look in the book of Acts to explain that. In the book of Acts, chapter 32. Chapter 8, verse 32, it says, the place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth. So when you got the big mouth and you're running about, you think that what you might know, you might lead yourself and everybody else that you're preaching to and to that place where you don't want to go. Because you have to remember that road to righteousness is very narrow. As it's told us in 2 Esther, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left, deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that could only one man go there at once. So, I mean, if you get the precept of what that's trying to say, that road to righteousness is not so wide. Where you can go any way you want to and get there. Because you have too much leeway to fall off either in a dangerous place to your right or to your left. Look what happened in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction. Ye there which be go thereat. Well, like I said, you want to keep that way narrow. And that's what the teachers do. We teach you with focused learning, which means a teacher can't learn from his students. But you have a lot of students out there that try to teach the teachers. You know, that might be a good thing, showing that, trying to step up and show that he's learning something. But the teacher having knowledge, you have to remember he gains experience by teaching, because that's his job. This is what he knows. And a student can possibly learn from a good teacher, maybe one day learning to teach themselves, as this shows well in all the six camps. This is why we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which you often hear the seer mention, we're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil, confused teaching, and those that use the overly loud bump the guns contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. You even see that with hundreds of text messages sometimes coming left and right, trying to shoot the Bible spirits at you. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity, to bring you into the right way of the Word of Yahweh. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, as I said many times before about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. It's the information that you all came to seek. And you found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and our online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. Just enter on any search line, www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under big line, you'll see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see the same choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Well, I always remind everyone that when you do this, remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. Also, the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, which I think is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is one feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And when you click the red live button, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's spelled tribeyhdh@gmail.com. For writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have also a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. That's 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-6065. 5579. This is our international phone number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can get our special 12 program on one DVD. 12 programs sponsoring the 12 tribes of Israel of our programs that we have announced. Just call that 224-600-5579 to place your order. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always get the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that time, just choose the program that you missed or was late logging into, or any previous day that you'd like to listen. Now, during and after the normal broadcast, we will be simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk, listed under ethnic group, African American. When you get there, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. You'll find we'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. For you to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And you'll find that Blog Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue teaching our program on Pal Talk. God be with you all. But remember, as I said before, do not try to win that bump the gums contest. I mentioned that earlier and gave scripture. Reason, you will miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, so we can continue our learning process, we will turn our program back over to our seer Israel where we can continue to learn. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that was excellent. Let's get you on that big station when you entertain those that got a question. Like I said again, say it ain't gonna say Jack, but he don't think he don't take notes. He's a great note taker. You know, I like taking notes. And that's why we took notes on all the ones on in North, East, Southwest, Bermuda, or Africa. And we gotta do, I mean, it got to be dealt with. I mean, guess what? That's what's so interesting about this series. It's going to be dealt with. So right now, you know, now we're going to get to the best part of this broadcast. The best part of this broadcast, I tell you, that really warmed those seals, and, you know, is when the mothers come on the network. The one thing about we clear, but the mothers is about this business too. Come and say something. There's no way that we is going to get anywhere as a full nation. But one thing I say about those North, East, Southwest, Africa, Ham, Palooza, Africa, you say it out your own mouth. Well, authority is to buy it. Okay. And that warms me up now. Now it's time to get busy on the Bible. That's the authority seat right here. What the book say, that's the end of it. If the book tell you this is the way it is, that's the end of it. All we're going to do is go bring the mothers in. The mothers are going to tell you whatever the Almighty put on them to tell you. And whatever little minutes left, we'll talk about it. But right now, we're going to bring the mothers in and let you hear the best part of the broadcast and what the mothers got something to say. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp One, Mother Z, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Mother Z, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah bless you, see you right.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, see Israel, or royal see. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, I know you heard one thing about it. You get you a nice seat early to catch the jump off, and that's a good thing. Because I don't know nobody can understand the move by catching half of the movie anyway. I don't understand that spirit. I'll tell you what, go on your job and come in halfway on the job and then get in the paycheck line. And let's see what happens. See what you do? Mother E, Mother Z, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. What you got to tell this old national audience? You on the clock, come on.
I would just like to say to the national audience and read, I'm going to start reading at Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save them which were lost. And then I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 19 and verse 11. That's Matthew chapter 19, verse 11. But he said unto them all, man cannot receive this saying, except they to whom it is given. For they are, I'm sorry, that's supposed to be Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to save them which were lost. Verse 12. How think ye if a man had 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, do he not feed the 99 and go unto the mountain and seek that which is gone astray? Verse 13. And if so be that he find it, truly I say unto you, he rejoice more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Verse 14. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of the little ones shall perish. Verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother should trespass against you, go and tell him he between you and he also if he shall hear you, then you have gained thy brother. And I'm just saying that Yahweh didn't come to save them which are saved, but he came to save those which are lost. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. That's right. He came to save those that's lost. And Mother Z, you might have preached that. And that was great. I mean, that's why I know we got a category on our backstroke. Who was lost? 15:24 of Matthew, Mother. See? Who was lost that we can read? Huh? Who was lost that we can read? Yes, ma'am. Matthew 15:24. Yeah, who was lost that we can read?
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. Matthew chapter 15, verse 24 reads, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep family of Israel.
So who was he sent to, our mother? So who was he sent to that was lost?
Israel.
Uh-huh. And 1811, what it said in 1811 in the same book. In 1811, what it said in the same book. So you see, those around north, east, south, west, Africa, polluted for ham, it's nothing about the Bantus. It's nothing about the Congo. It's not in the manuscript. And you said, what I believe is the manuscript. Okay, you hear him. He ain't came to save the Bantus. He ain't came to save the Congos. He ain't came to save Nebo, Nigerians. He ain't came to do that. He came to save the lost family that scattered through four corners of the world. The children of Israel. What did it say?
1811.
Yes, ma'am. Same book. 1811.
Still, chapter 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to save them which were lost.
Mother, who was lost?
Israel.
Okay, put it in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go drop that in there. Go drop that in there with that information of 1524. Read that verse 11 and put it in there. And go and put it in there now. Let's see how you bring it out.
For the Son of Man is come to save Israel, them which were lost.
That's good. That's the way it is. So I don't see nothing about the Congo. I don't see nothing about Bantu. I don't see nothing about it. I mean, all the names that you call Africa. All the names to call, I don't see it. So that's what we try to tell you, North, East, South, West Ham, that's over there in the land of Ham, he ain't come to save them. So first of all, we got to get that part right. Because you said, plainly, we believe the Bible. Okay, time to hear the Bible. All right, we're going to find Mother B. Look for Mother E on the network and see if you find Mother E to get in that microphone and let's see what she got to say. Mother E, tribal Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be blessed, let's see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I know you heard of a whole lot. That's one thing about it. You heard a whole lot now. So now what you got to say to the national audience on what you heard or whatever. Whatever you put on you to say, take your time, let's talk about it, come on.
Okay, what I've got to say to the next order, I want to read in Proverbs chapter 18, and starting at 1, the wise and the foolish. So I'm going to start at Proverbs chapter 15. And start at verse 1, and I'm going to read. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. So answer turn away. A soft answer turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Verse 2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge, all right, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. Verse 3, the eyes of the Yahweh are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but a perversion therein is bred in the spirit. Verse 5, the fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is truth. Verse 6, and the family of the righteous is much treachery, but in the reversion of the wicked is trouble. Verse 7, the lips of the wise despise knowledge, but the mind of the foolish doeth not so. Verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to the Yahweh, but the prayers of the upright is his delight. Verse 9, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Yahweh, but he loves him that follows after righteousness. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproved shall die. Verse 11. Hell and destruction are before the Yahweh. How much more than the mind of the children of man? Verse 12. A scholar does not one that reproves him, neither will he go unto the wise. Verse 13. A merry mind maketh a cheerful countenance, but thy sorrow of mind, the spirit is broken. Verse 14, the mind of him that has understanding, seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Verse 15. All the days of the affliction are evil, but he that is married finds as a continent feast. Verse 16. Better is a little with fear of the Yahuwah than great treasures and trouble therewith. Verse 17. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox hateth their will. Verse 18. A willful man stirs up strife, but he that is slow to anger appears strife after him is strife. The way of the slothful man or woman is as a of the righteous is made plain. A wise man or woman maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Verse 21. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh upright. Verse 22. Without counsel, proposals are disappointed, but in the multitude of counseling, they are established. Verse 23, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? The way of life is a bull to be wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. 25, Yahweh will destroy the family of the prudent, but he will establish the broad borders of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are abomination to the Yahweh, but the works of the true are pleasant words. 27, he that is greedy of gain troubles his own house, hated guilt. Shall live. 28. The mind of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. 29. The Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. 30. The light of the eyes rejoices the mind, and the good report maketh the bones fast. 31. The ears that hear the reproof of lies abide among the wise. He that refuses instruction despises his own self, but he that hears reproof getteth understanding. The fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. This here is speaking of the it's speaking about the righteous and the unrighteous thing. So it's really plain in itself, because it tells what the righteous do and how the righteous do, and what the wicked do and how the wicked do. So when you read all of this, it explains itself. It's talking about the righteous and the wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah, wow, Mo. Hey, that's right. Well, let's see if we can get a couple verses on the precept on that. Then that sounds pretty good about the righteous. But we have to be clear. Righteous have a definition according to the Bible. And one thing, all the peoples out around East, Southwest Africa, including for him, they said, we believe the Bible. Good. Let's find out about this being righteous in Deuteronomy out of heaven's tablet. Mother E. Let's find out what it says in 6:24-25 on that same statement. Let's see if we take a little peep at that, being righteous. Let's see, his righteousness is where we dedicate for one thing. Let's see what the Bible says about being right. 6:24-25 says what?
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Verse 24 and 25. Let's see if we precept a little bit at being righteous.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24 and verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24. And the Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Yahweh, our Yahweh, for our good, always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness that we observe to do all Torah instructions before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Okay, let's precept that a little bit there, Mother. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we'll look at verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 6 and 11. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 6 and 11. See, can we precept a little bit of that? So all the while, we want to find out what Yahweh's righteousness, not our righteousness. Find out what Yahweh's righteousness is. And Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 6 and 11 says what?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 6 and verse 11. Therefore, thus said, shall keep the commandments of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day.
Mm-hmm. And the commandments mean these first five books. Get down to verse 17, 18, says what? Let's see what it says in verse 17. He said, beware of it that you remember the first five books. Beware of it, verse 17, 18.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 and verse 18. And thou said in thy mind, my power and my might are my hand have gotten me this well. But thus shall remember this Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that gives thee power, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your father, as it is this day.
Mm-hmm. Go to Malachi 3:6-12 and see what it's saying. He said, yeah. He said, guess what my righteousness is when you look at that book and you keep it mindfully of the might that I gave you. That's what he said. He said, I'm the one to give you power to get well, but to do what? Establish his covenant. Is that what you got to remember, see, right here? The power and the wealth that you got, you know, you can use it one way or the other, like you did out there in the west and northeast, southwest ham. They use it one way when there's another way. Y'all make sure you do it Yahweh way. Malachi 3:6 down to verse 12. What it say?
Book of Malachi, verse 6-12.
Yes, ma'am. What it say?
Okay. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6-12. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed. Verse 7. Even from the day of your father, you are gone away from my order and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein shall we rob thee? In tithe and offering. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now your will, said the Yahweh of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to restore it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the adversary for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome, man, said the Yahweh of hosts.
Let's precept that the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 1, 8, and we'll see it in verse 26. 1, 8, and 26. Deuteronomy 27, verse 1, 8, and 26.
Okay. Deuteronomy 27. Deuteronomy 27, verse 1, verse 8, and verse 6. 26. Deuteronomy 27. Verse
1, 8, and 26.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 1, 8, and 26. Verse 1. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments that I command you this day. Verse 2, and it shall be on the day.
Verse 8, and 26.
Verse 8, and thou shalt write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly. Verse 26. 26. Cursed be he that confirms not all the words of this Torah instruction to do them, and all the people shall say, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah? Curse is all that it don't do what? Go back to Malachi chapter 3 and find out what that curse is talking about. Curse is all that don't do Torah instruction. You mean if you don't do Torah instruction, you upon a curse? Come back to Malachi 3 verse 6 and give me the read down to the curse word again. One more time. So we just found out he says, cursed be he or she that don't confirm not all of the words of Torah instruction to do them. And all the people said with one accord, hallelujah. Let's let the Malachi 3 verse 6 and read down to that curse again. So what is a curse according to what we can read? You read it once, read it again. Pick up at 3 verse 6 again. Let's read down to the curse. For what reason?
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed. Verse 7. Even from the day of your father, you are gone away from my order and have not kept him. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein shall we rob thee? In tithe and in offering. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
You hear you stand. Now come back and read one more time, 27 verse 26 of Deuteronomy. You mean without paying, if you don't pay your tithes and free will offers, you curse with a curse. Now I know Malachi has to pull that from somewhere. Let's come back and let's read one more time in the 27th chapter, verse number 8 and 26 and closing statement. 8 and 6. Back to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 8 and 26, and a closing statement. You mean this Bible saying that? That's when you precept your Bible. See, when you precept your Bible, it tells the story. You examine yourself, see. Let's see what it says in 27, verse number 8 and 26.
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 8 and verse 26. And thou shalt write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instruction, very plainly. Verse 26. Cursed be he that confirmed not all the words of this Torah instruction to do them. And all the people just say, hallelujah, why?
Yeah. Malachi 1, verse 9, a closing statement. Malachi chapter 3, verse 9, and a closing statement. You the man saying?
Malachi saying chapter
3, verse 9.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 9. You are cursed with a curse. For you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
So you see how important it is to pay your tithes, free will, offerings, because Yahweh, he's a man that don't lie. So if you chose not to do that, Yahweh said, then the people said way back in the 8th for that chapter. 27, verse 6. Cursed be he or she that confirms not all the words of his Torah instruction to do them. And all the people said, hallelujah.
Taking
no point there? It's up to you, see, right? Walk around with a curse on your head or you do the will of Yahweh. Mother D, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E, close the statement with eyeball to eyeball, you know, top part of Saturday. The floor is yours for your clothes. Take your time. You the last voice we probably hear. Come on.
Okay, I'm just going to read one verse out of Psalms chapter 40. It says, blessed is the man that makes Yahweh his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such has turned aside to lie. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. So, you see, one thing about it, when you precept your Bible, see, right, it tells you, you